Hi, this is Jalen for Dobbs, where tire buying is easy. At GoToDobbs.com, shop brands, sizes, pricing, and our amazing deals. With 40-plus locations, get same-day install. For tires, it's Dobbs.
For deals you can use, click on GoToDobbs.com now.
That's right, a little Battlehawks chat here. Kerry Davis, Super Bowl champion with the Pittsburgh Steelers. I'm Anthony Stalter. It's the Fastlane on 101 ESPN. 502, your time check brought to you by Clarkson Jewelers, an officially licensed Rolex jeweler. Kerry, trivia question for you real quick.
All right.
Who's the only player to have played in both the 2020 and 2023 St. Louis Battlehawks home openers?
I think it is the person we have on the celebrity line.
That's right. It's Jake Sutherland. Jake Sutherland joins us right now via the 101 ESPN celebrity line. Jake, how you doing?
Doing good. How about you guys?
We're doing great. So, Jake, you were with the New York Guardians in 2020. Then, obviously, you came last year, played in the home opener in both those spots, and now this will make three home openers, at least in the building for the Battlehawks. That's kind of cool.
Yes, sir. I was going to say next year you'll have to add 2024 to that list.
Absolutely. That's right. Jake, I love the play design that opened you up for was it the touchdown or the conversion when you were wide open? It was a conversion, wasn't it?
Yeah, I mean, I was pretty open for both of them. Yeah.
So the conversion, both play designs were great, but the play design on the conversion, I thought, I'm like, man, this was great. I rewound it like a couple of times. You think I would remember if it was a touchdown or the two-pointer. But do you know sometimes when you're practicing whether or not there's going to be a play, they're like, man, this is going to work damn near every time unless we show it too much on film?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, Bruce and AJ kind of tag team our offense. Obviously, Bruce Gretkowski, our offensive coordinator, he does a great job along with our other offensive coaches scheming up plays just kind of based on what coverages defenses like to run against us. And you can definitely, when you line up across the defense, you can usually get a pretty good feeling of how the play is going to go and who's going to be open.
Jake, when you think about the Battlehawks home opener as an opponent and then as a player for the Battlehawks, what is it like to see it from both sides?
Definitely much better to be a player for St. Louis than an opponent. It's so loud. So it's full of energy. Obviously, from even in 2020 and then last year, it was the stadium with the most fans every single time, no matter who was playing, no matter what game was on. It's an incredible feeling. The St. Louis fan base are truly incredible.
Jake Sutherland, the tight end for the Battlehawks, joining us right now in the Fast Lane on 101 ESPN. We asked your teammate Wayne Gallman this last week. We love your coach, Anthony Becht. We love the way he communicates with us in the media, but I can't imagine what it's like being in a locker room with him. What are the aspects do you appreciate the most playing for Coach Anthony Becht since you were with a different team back in 2020?
Yeah, no, Coach Becht is an amazing leader. And not only that, he's been in our shoes, right? He's played at West Virginia, great career in college, and then played, I think, 11 or 12 years in the NFL at a very high level. So being able to learn from him, especially for me at the tight end position, is great because we get to pick his brain every single day. And he comes with a bunch of energy every single day, no matter if it's after a loss like this past weekend on Sunday or whether it's a new week preparing for a new opponent, you always get the same head coach every single time. It's awesome.
Now, you being a tight end and him being a former tight end, do you sometimes nudge him and say, hey, coach, we need to call that play again? This give some love to your position group, man.
Yeah, he tends to do that a little bit for us, which is good. Yeah, we get a little bit of pull from that, him being the head coach and a former tight end for sure.
Now, you have played in the XFL and now in the UFL. Have you noticed any changes in the years that this has taken place?
I mean, so just kind of being this guy who's played in a couple spring leagues, I played in the AAF in 2019 as well. Just kind of going throughout the years, I feel like it's gotten better and better as the years have gone on. It's been awesome to see it's in the fan base every year. Whether it was the AAF, the XFL, now the UFL, it's also continued to grow. And I think we're getting to a point where spring pro football is definitely going to be here to stay for a very long time.
Jake Sutherland of the Battlehawks joining us right now on the Fastlane on 101 ESPN. Jake, to piggyback off what Kerry just asked you, you know, you guys started to become familiar with some of the XFL opponents a year ago. Now in the UFL, the Michigan Panthers, you guys didn't face them last year. How difficult is it to face an opponent that you're unfamiliar with?
I mean, there's always challenges when going into a new game week, especially in the very beginning of the season. You don't have any current season film on opponents, but we have a great system with being able to game plan and watch film. We were able to watch some film from last season, and we had some joint practices and scrimmages during training camp, so we had some of that film as well. But, yeah, I mean, it's difficult. You don't really know what to expect. The nice thing with this league, though, is that every team has players that played on either the team they're playing on now or a team that is no longer with us at this moment. So when we're trying to watch film and pick people out, we can dive into it as deep as we need to. But first week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, it's definitely difficult because there is very limited current season film.
Speaking of watching film, I'm sure you all are preparing for your game this Saturday. What have you seen from the Arlington Renegades as you all get prepared for this game on Saturday?
Yes, sir. Yep. Sir, getting ready for that game. Obviously, with Arlington, pretty similar to last year. Pretty big defensively. They got some studs up front, and then obviously they have a lot of returners. And they made that championship run last year, so we got to give them that respect. But we're obviously putting a good game plan together to go get this W for our fans.
Well, Jake, we're looking forward to it. I'm sure you're fired up and your teammates are fired up to go back to the Battle Dome, open that thing up on Saturday. And as you know, it's going to be loud. It's going to be packed, man. So we're looking forward to it. Best of luck on Saturday. Enjoy talking to you, too.
Yes, sir. Thank you. I appreciate it. Hopefully we can get 50,000 out there.
Oh, I think you're going to get it.
Yeah.
I think you're going to see it. Yeah, Jake, enjoy it. Yeah, excellent.
I love it. Appreciate you guys.
Have a good one.
Take care. Thank you.